What's going on, world? Welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. This is your host, Brother Malcolm, and I hope you are well. I hope the new year is treating you well and that your family and friends, your career, your passions, your goals are all being fulfilled. We always give a shout out to, our call letters, if you will, and all of our social media outlets. So just want to remind you that this is blackisonline.com. This is a show of this amazing online magazine. And you can reach us at that web address. You can also reach myself personally on Twitter at Callie Yaley, CalieYalie. We also have an email address, cultureconnection@blackisonline.com. And we have a hotline that I never remember the number. So I'm going to look somewhere right now, and it's just going to magically appear. It's 323-455-4219, my people. Yes. So hit us up. Today I was thinking, can I be transparent with you? I didn't have anything to talk about today, but thanks be to God, I have a editor-in-chief, my head negress in charge. Come on, Casey Lehman. She said, we started just talking. Actually, I started talking about a venture that I'm working on, and it just spiraled into a conversation. So today's episode is just going to be us talking about artist management and the different types of artist management. I am in the process of starting my own artist management and consulting company. You'll be hearing about that very soon. Holla back. And yes, I am leaving corporate America to start my own venture, and I'm really, really proud. I'm excited. Never thought that I would go the entrepreneurial route, but I am taking a leap of faith and moving where God has given me vision. And so the word says, "Where out of the vision, the people perish." So I'm not trying to, fizzle away. So I'm going to use this vision and hopefully help others with their artistry and support them and undergird them and bring their God-given talents to fruition. But today I'm thankful to have KC and Brother Chris here to just talk about artist management and just some of the players that we know in music and other venues, and just talk about this idea of the importance of it and why people need artist management. KC, you were talking about something earlier regarding Lady Gaga, and I was wondering if you could bring that up again.
Yeah, it's a brother named, and just to make sure that I have it correctly, but I believe his name is Troy Carter, and he was Lady Gaga's manager. He's the one that took a chance on her when she was a new undiscovered artist and launched her into the superstar that she is now, and he was fairly recently fired by her. And this article is in Fast Company. It's in January of this year. And what was so interesting about it, the title of the article is Troy Carter, Fired by Lady Gaga and Loving It, is that it really discusses the idea of an artist manager who has like one foundational artist that ends up being sort of the ground on which his entire business stands. Mm-hmm. And what happens when you lose that artist? How do you basically jump back into the game? Or better yet, how do you set yourself up for if and when that happens prior to it happening? And what you find out in reading this article is that, first of all, this brother is brilliant, young, innovative, and smart, and had his hands in more than one thing. He has not yet found an artist to, of course, equal Lady Gaga's super fame and superstardom, but he's doing just fine. And on some level, from what I gathered from the article, has released a certain amount of stress and pressure by not having her, on the label under his management anymore. But nobody can question how quickly that woman went from who is that to, oh my God, Lady Gaga. Even if you weren't listening to her music, you knew who she was. And so his knowledge of social media marketing and how he utilized that to launch her into superstardom is, you know, it's crazy. It's amazing. And I don't doubt that at some point another high profile artist will come his way, or unknown artist that he'll turn into a high profile artist at some point, because his tactics and his methods are together. They're fail proof. And I was just really impressed. I mean, the article is lengthy, but such a good read. And I was just impressed, one, to find out that he was the person behind Lady Gaga. He seemed so very unassuming. But even more so, really impressed with how he was able to bounce back and the sort of safety net that he set up for himself. So good read. Fast Company, Troy Carter, fired by Lady Gaga and loving it. January 2014.
It was interesting because I brought this up because I was talking about Common's manager, Derek Dudley. And I was thinking, you know, they've known each other since childhood and he's been managing Common for 20 years. And it just got me to thinking, like, wow, a manager could have one major artist that could really take them into, like, they could sustain their life. I mean, think about Michael Jackson's manager. Think about, you know, Whitney's, or think about Sting, or, you know, the Rolling Stones, or some major, major artist, or like a Denzel, or a Meryl Streep. You know, you're talking about they work all the time. And what is it? It's interesting because one of the things that I find is very important in those kind of relationships is, you know, the rapport that you've built with the client, right? Obviously, you have to trust this person. You obviously have to feel like they are someone who has your best interests at heart and will basically go to the mat for you because they're the ones who, and not to confuse it with talent agents, because agents really broker the deals, but, you know, managers are looking at everything holistically and trying to make sure that, you know, you're getting what you need financially, you're getting what you need on your travel, you're getting what you need on your tech writer. I mean, they're just looking at the whole picture, and it's not just about the deal and the money in that sense. And so I'm fascinated. I'm looking forward to reading that article because I think it's interesting. I'd be curious to know. Does it talk about why they split?
It delves into it for a little bit. Was it a
mutual parting, or was it?
I think it was her choice for whatever reason. Let me see if I can come across.
Maybe one of the things that people like. They feel like the current manager got them to the farthest point they can go, and now they want somebody who's used to dealing with somebody of this magnitude of where their status is.
There was also recently, I should say, I was reading Madame Noir, which I have to give it up to Madame Noir. It's a really, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know who some of these sites. I'm like, do you have, like, a staff of 50 people? Like, who is...
They're at this point a major publication.
So, you know, I'm just like, wow. But Madame Noir had this, 11 of the top, hip hop music managers. And I was looking at some of these cats, and, you know, you're talking about people who have managed, you know, like some of the beginning of early hip hop, but it's interesting their trajectory. You know, some of them started as interns at like a Columbia Records or at a, you know, a Def Jam or Sony Music, and they've worked their way up. And then there's even this one brother who now is on faculty at, you know, Tisch School of Arts at NYU. And you think to yourself, it's amazing what you can do with the trajectory of your career. I think one of the things that's inspiring to me about this next step personally in my career is that you have to be a certain person who, one, can deal with people and their personalities, their attitudes, and their crazy lives. Not that I'm planning to be a babysitter, but you just have to plan. You just have to be okay with listening to people. Also, feeling confident and comfortable and helping to guide people and being a source of wise counsel for them. Because it can be overwhelming. I mean, I can imagine what it's like for a Lady Gaga who is probably getting everything thrown at her from an interview at this paper. And think about it. You know, we're always trying to set up interviews here on Culture Connection and on our other shows. And think about the number of interviews that Lady Gaga is constantly asked to do, mm-hmm. not just in America, but around the world.
Right.
And so you think about that part of her life. You think about her when, you know, she's an artist. So when is she getting to work on her art? When is she going to travel? When is she getting to be with her family? When is she getting to just be by herself? Mm-hmm. When is she on tour? When is she doing a video? Mm-hmm. When is she collaborating with somebody? It's a lot of stuff to begin. It's a lot of layers of things happening. And obviously when you get to that level, you have a team of people that you're working with. But it does take a certain type of individual, I think, to handle all of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have to be able to field all of the information that's coming at you, all the requests. Like, I'm looking at the web, looking at the article, and it doesn't give the particulars as to why they split, but here's the part that's super cool. So they have it laid out in like a photographed chart. So Troy Carter's plan A, Lady Gaga. Troy Carter's plan B, John Legend, Spotify, Popwater, Uber, Lindsey Stirling, Lyft, Fab, DJs.com, Dropbox, and Google Ventures. That's what, seeing this jogged my memory. The brother got in early with Silicon Valley and started putting money in with a lot of the startups. And that ended up being like amazing.
So are you saying he's vested in all of those?
Yeah. Yeah. And the one thing that they said in here, you know, when they said when 2 weeks before Gaga fired him, his wife gave birth to a child the week after he turned 41. But he had money put in all of these ventures and had you know, investments going on mm-hmm. with a lot of these startups coming out of Silicon Valley, all of which now, well, most of which, I know the Popwater one is one that he works on personally. But, you know, as of right now, we all have heard of Spotify. Well, we know who John Legend is, duh. Spotify. We are definitely hearing more about Uber. We are hearing more about Lyft. Google is Google. And then Dropbox. Google? Right. I don't know who that person is. You know, and then Dropbox.
Have you met him before? Google.
Man, Google is everything.
Taking over our lives. Yeah. One of the things, I was in New York recently, and I was at Arts Performing Showcase, and this particular manager was showcasing all of her artists, and they were primarily dance artists. And I just was sitting there thinking how exciting it is, it must be, in the performing arts world to have this corral of artists, if you will, that you can support and can also champion mm-hmm. to other people. Mm-hmm. I think what's interesting is that you have differences of management. You know, it's a difference from managing a Bad Boy Entertainment artist mm-hmm. and managing, you know, Luciano Pavarotti or something. Or
right.
managing, even managing like a Jill Scott.
Yeah.
Or managing... even probably a Meryl Streep, because Meryl Streep to me seems like a really chill person.
You would think.
She just.
Know, you'd be right? surprised.
You
with
would
people.
Be surprised. You would be surprised, you know. Or people who are just not in it. Or people who have, like, you know, like musicians who are wanted and they have managers like Questlove and, mm-hmm. you know, people who are not like necessarily always in the spotlight, major drummers. Bassist, instrumentalists for major bands around the world, they have management too. And
yes.
so I can only imagine what the scope of those arrangements are with people. And I'm interested how that money drops off too, because I'm like, are you taking 10, 15, or are you on a retainer?
Right. Depends on, I guess, the client and the kind of work that they're doing. It was so funny when you started talking about the drama of it all. I was sitting here racking my brain like, drama, where have I seen the story of a manager and a client where it was like crazy drama? And I'm like, the Josephine Baker story. Like,
yes.
It took a man to his grave damn near. Yeah. He was so, and it was a combination of being in love with the artist as
right,
well.
Right.
But being
danger,
so
danger.
Very dangerous, but being so heavily invested in this person's success that it takes a piece out of you. Their success is your success.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's why I admire this brother Troy for just keeping his eye on the prize. Because I could imagine that would get overwhelming. You have a client who you took from nothing, and now everybody wants them. You're thinking to yourself, this will never stop. Like, this is a roller coaster with no end. You know what I mean? And the thing
even
is,
that image is frightening.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, this will just never end. And it's hey, everything comes to an end.
This is Goliath with, like, 20 drops.
Yes. Yes.
And then you go into a loop, and then you go back for another 20 drops.
Right. Then you go backwards.
Oh. And then all of a sudden, you're slipped a Mickey.
Right.
And you have to do the whole thing again. It's like, I'm sure it's insanely crazy.
It's a trip.
You have any thoughts, Brother Chris?
How do you tell your, I guess it's a tricky, the tricky line of trying to do what's best for your client, trying to advise them the best way, and, you know, knowing that if they decide they want to go a different route or they like their idea better, that at what point do you just like, all right, well, this is what you want to do, then go ahead and do it. I mean, like, everybody's been talking about the Nicki Minaj using the Malcolm X famous picture for her single that dropped, and it's like, didn't nobody tell you that?
Right.
That might be a bad, that you might get some backlash for that.
Right.
And it might be, you might get more backlash than the single gets played. Mm-hmm. Just wondering how to deal with that. I don't know if I could do that, but more power to you and all the other managers out there who are doing the damn thing. Cause I know it'd be some divas out there, male and female.
And honey, what you're referring to is normally something that's handled by the publicist. Although all members of an artist's team should be talking, like, okay, here's what we're talking about doing. We need everybody's input on how this is going to affect said artist. But if you have parties that aren't communicating with one another, you end up having a situation like what happened with Nicki Minaj. Like, as urban as her entire thing is, somebody somewhere should have been aware enough to be like, this probably won't fly.
I guess you got people that are like, I guess her age and younger. Cause I'm like, well, clearly this didn't jog your memory. That's like, no, we're not touching this.
You didn't have somebody in their 30s or early 40s looking at that like, we might want to rethink this.
Mm-hmm. They don't
care. But nobody's looking anymore. You know, that's why, you know, people say what they want to say. You know, we everything in our culture is so sensationalized. So it's, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody did see it and they were like, let's go for it.
Let's see what kind of controversy we can start.
Not only will it cause controversy, but it'll be press. And the old adage is, all press is good press. You know, and so I wouldn't be surprised if that was the thought. I mean, it's so funny because now you have no idea what to believe.
No,
because you don't know what's manufactured or whatnot.
This is true. This is true.
You have no idea what's manufactured, and I think what's interesting about my desire to break into this is that I do want to bring a level of integrity and I don't know, thought and wisdom, and I don't know, I just want to
maybe some truth.
Some truth. And honestly, I'm not trying to go Lady Gaga route, so I'm not worried about that. Like, I'm no, I have no desire to have that take over my life like that. And I'm probably more interested in more independent artistry, less, you know, pop culture commercial artistry. I'm not saying that I would never work with a commercial artist, but you know, I come from the performing arts background and nonprofit arts background. So for me, those artists are really interesting to me. It's a different landscape as far as how you manage those kind of artists. I mean, but at the end of the day, artist is artist. Like, I can't imagine Kanye's manager. Like, that camp, I don't know what's going on in that camp. I don't know who is running that camp. I mean, obviously, Kanye.
Yeah, he's running it.
Right.
But it's just like, who is like, has the cojones to be like, dude, you got to reel it in. I mean, something.
Nobody.
Like,
no, because he just like, keeps bringing it in, I guess.
And my thing is that he keeps bringing it in and, you know, they getting their paycheck. But I'm like, wow, that's how people's, I don't ever want to be somebody who's just going to tell you something to make you feel good. Because I'm like, at the end of the day, if I was acting a fool and I was out of my mind, I wasn't, you know, in my right mind, really, like as people know me or have known me in the past, I would want somebody to say something. I would want you guys to be like, Malcolm, Yeah.
Come back, brother.
Come back, please.
Real Linnea. Just know you said it here first.
Got your own tape.
And on that note, thank you for joining us for another episode of Culture Connection. We are just so proud to be a part of this family, and I thank you all of our listeners. Thank you to all of our listeners who support us and listen to us, and we hope to continue to bring you, you know, some of the coolest, interesting, thought-provoking, controversial topics around culture in our society. So please remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself. You'll make a greater nation of your country and a finer world to live in. That was spoken by the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. Until next time, peace.